Village History. This is a 68-page document which was produced in 2001. It contains many interesting articles and photographs. Bronze Axe Hoard. The current A494 follows a route across which has been used for thousands of years. In 1989, a metal detectorist discovered a group of Bronze Age axes in an area of rough ground on Hafodmir. The finder and the landowner donated the finds to the county council. The group consisted of 4 tanged axes known as Polstavs, 2 later socketed axes and a bronze bivalve two-piece mold. They are dated to around 900-700 BC. The reasons for the burial are unknown. Such objects were often buried or thrown into lakes as ritualistic offerings, but it could alternatively have been a trader's or founder's hoard where objects are buried for trading or being melted down at a later date. Further details here. Industrial History. Little remains of the village's industrial history. Along with the neighboring loggerheads, it was a center of lead mining. Cathole was originally Cathole, a lead mining shaft. The workout Cambrian limestone quarry was once owned by Lever Brothers of Port Sunlight, manufacturers of Vim, a scouring powder made from the silicaceous sandstone quarried here, which was ideal for the purpose. Levers took over the Cambrian works and quarry in 1905 and stayed for half a century. Click here for an 1890 document describing the geology of the Flint, Mold and Ruthen area. Lead mining in Burnhamin I discovered in Chapter 13, pages 159-157. Walln family. Like many villages of the early 20th century, Burnhamin I had a local benefactor, the Walln family of Fraunhall. Mold Hospital was given by them, some of its modern equipment, including, it is thought, an operating table. Ambrose Walln started a highly successful scout troop for the local boys, providing equipment, kit and premises. The family were generous landlords and also employed a large household staff, plus agricultural workers. Following the end of World War I, the Walns, having lost one of their family members in action, were instrumental in having a cenotaph erected in Burnhamin Ide, at the site of the old drinking fountain. This was at the roadside between Fraunhall Drive and the TWMPATH on the Moldruthen Road, now the A494. The water for the drinking fountain came from a spring in a field behind it. This water had always been considered pure, long before the days of the fountain. Local people believed that this was not surface water, liable to contamination, but water filtered at its source through the silica rocks above. In order to establish this, quantities of peppermint were put in the mine, and sure enough, eventually the spring water tasted of peppermint. The village field, adjacent to the village center, and now legally protected from development by fields in trust, was a gift to Burnhamin Ide residents from the Walln family. School and village center. The original village school, also adjacent to the field, was replaced by a new modern building in the 1950s, now the village center. The old school was sensitively converted into an attractive house. Several features were retained by the family who bought it, including the school bell that hangs near the roof. It is currently used on Remembrance Day, when it is struck 11 times at the start of the service at the War Memorial, now situated in the grounds of the center, having been moved a few years ago for safety reasons. A large stone marks the original site on the A494. Rainbow Inn. The former Rainbow Inn, public house, Burnhamin Ide. The Rainbow Inn was a well-known feature at the top of Burnhamin Ide Hill for motorists heading west. It was demolished in 2019 as part of a new housing development. As a condition of the planning permission, in order to retain the landmark, the inn building was replaced by housing of a similar appearance and footprint.